It is Thursday, March, what is it? March 7th of 2024. And you are watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Everyone, welcome to Guy's Daily Drive. And this drive in particular is going to be longer than usual because I'm not just driving to work. I'm driving to a different facility out in Sterling, which, if you know the Northern Virginia area, is a pretty good distance from South Alexandria. And that's what I'm doing today. It's going to get real interesting when we get up close to the Beltway. That's always fun as everybody plays Demolition Derby, trying to cut ahead of everybody else because that's what they do. Yay! So, since I'm leaving earlier than normal because I have to drive out to Sterling, I'm still not going to get there anywhere close to 8 o'clock, probably closer to 9 o'clock as I'm looking at the time here. And I was hungry because I didn't eat dinner last night. Wasn't hungry, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I could stand to miss a couple of meals. But I stopped at Mickey D's on my way to leaving the area again because I was hungry, and I'm going to be munching that on the way out, though not quite at the moment because I've got this Guy's Daily Drive to do. So went to my podiatrist yesterday, as I have for the last couple of months, because I've got this weirdness with my right big toe. And it keeps building a callus, which in turn starts to bleed internally, and he's doing what he can. Might require surgery, but don't know at the moment. But it has gone to a whole new fun level where it looks like it's getting swollen, which probably means the early onset of cellulitis, which is not fun at all. Having experienced that about 2 years ago, it put me in the hospital for a week. So I'm on antibiotics for that, as well as taking all the rest of my pills. But on the plus side, the antibiotic that I'm taking is a nice blue-teal color. It really kind of mixes up the whole, you know, dark gray and white plastic and you know, all of the rest of the colors and textures of the various pills that I'm currently on. So, you know, it breaks that up and gives me something to look at as I swallow a handful of pills. Because, you know, why not? Got a call from my son Peter recently. He's getting married in June. And he's getting married out in Luray, which is way out to the west of where we live here. And I guess it's best known for the caverns. There's a thing called Luray Caverns, and if you've never been there, there's actually in the area, there's two different caverns. There's one that is called Luray Caverns, and then there's another one whose name escapes me. But they're both beautiful. Tracy and I have gone to both of them within the last 2 years or so. And it's always fun. And it's actually, you know, it's best to do in the summertime when it's really, really super hot, because it's naturally cooled and it stays at relatively the same temperature all year round, regardless of what's going on outside. And they've got lots of stalactites and stalagmites and, you know, stalag normals and stalag weirds and all kinds of things. My problem with it is usually some of the passages are a little small. They're not as tall as me. So unless I want to bash my head on the bottom of a cave wall, I just have to be careful. And I have done that. I have done that indeed. We actually went to some caverns in Pennsylvania once where it seemed like I did it 3 or 4 times. It was really painful. I was talking about my son Peter. Lost my whole train of thought talking about caves. So he's getting married in June in Luray, and they're having a rehearsal dinner, of course, because that's one of the things that you do for most weddings. And they're having it at this place called like the Bow and Whistle or something like that. I'd have to look it up. But we're helping them out with that. And after the wedding, this is the cool part. After the wedding, and not like right after. What's this guy doing? Oh, he's a fast guy because he's got a spoiler on the back of his car. Yeah, he's got a go-fast car. So, yeah, Beamer. So, after the wedding, they're going to go to, believe it or not, they're going to drive down to Dollywood. And that's where they're going to have like a mini honeymoon, a mini moon. What they're calling it, which I thought that was cute and clever. And they're going to spend some time at Dollywood and do some of the things. I mean, and the crazy thing about that area is it's not just Dollywood, though that's like one of the main attractions in that area is Dollywood. Yikes, what is everybody doing here? Oh, they're playing musical lanes. Of course they are. So, other than Dollywood, there's all kinds of other attractions there. There's like dinner theater where they do cowboy stuff, or they do pirate stuff, or they do medieval stuff. You know, I mean, all of the different stuffs that you can act out with people from the area. And it looks like that going there would be a lot of fun. I'm trying to talk Tracy into doing more mini trips. Now, as I said the last time, we have the play that we're going to, not this weekend, but the weekend after that, and we're going to see the eclipse in April. And I'm hoping that when Peter and his friend Jake go to Florida, that I'll be able to take at least a day to spend with them, and then I'll go off and do my own thing, seeing relatives and all of that other fun stuff. And I would also like to do other little mini trips in this area, 1 or 2 day trips. And we're going to North Carolina in April, or is it, no, in May, for a short trip. But my April is like wide open. And I don't want to go to Florida because I've already kind of blown a lot of cash on the eclipse trip. But maybe a trip up to Lancaster. We always enjoy Lancaster, PA. Or maybe going down to it's not really Nashville, but that's like the closest big city to where all this stuff is near Dollywood, and spend a couple days doing that stuff there. If you know of any fun little trips that we could take that's not going to cost an arm and a leg, that's in like a day's drive of the Northern Virginia area, please, I would love for you to tell me, because you know, if you live close to those areas and you know personally of some of these places, let me know. And the way you would do that is you would send me an email to guy@mymac.com. You could also leave a comment on this video over at vertshark.com or the audio, because I'll be posting both. I'm also on the Twitters. I am Mac Parrott and Vert Sharp over on the X Twitters. What else? Where else am I? I do the MyMac.com podcast with Gaz nearly every single week. We're up in the 900s as far as shows goes. And, of course, Guy's Daily Drive. I also occasionally do Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. EST. And occasionally I'm on Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS on Thursdays at 8 o'clock EST. I'm also Mac Parrott over on the Counter Socials and the Mastodons. Just look me up there. I'll be there someplace. I keep thinking there's something else, but I can't think of what it is. So I am just going to let it go. Thank you. Thank you all for joining me today on Guy's Daily Drive. I really, really do appreciate it. And I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will see all of you, next time, right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye. Okay, that's it. Bye, folks. If you've made comments while I was doing the show, as I've said many times before, I can't see them. The screen is too small, and of course, I have to spend more time being alert to what I'm doing behind the wheel than recording Guy's Daily Drive. That is much more important. So that's what I spend most of my time doing, as I'm just kind of talking to the air. But I will look at it later and make all the appropriate acknowledgments. And again, thank you all. Really, really do appreciate it. Oh, if you're still watching, because this won't be out on the regular one, if you want to contribute, you can. Don't have to. I'll keep doing this anyway. Mac Parrott at Coffee, KO-FI. Mac Parrott over on the Patreon. And if you go to PayPal, it's paypal.me/MacParrott. All of the fun things. So again, thanks. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.